USA Radio News.
President Trump stunned the political universe in 2016 with a sweep of critical northern swing states by less than one percentage point and forcing Democrats into 4 years of soul-searching about what went wrong in their historic geographic base. 4 years later, the chilly Midwest looms again as the principal battleground of the election between Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Meantime, a surge in coronavirus cases across the nation, and particularly in some crucial battleground states, underscore the Biden message that the Trump administration has mishandled the pandemic. A midweek stock market swoon added to Americans' late-game nervousness over the disease. For his part, President Trump had his own economic indicator to tout. The economy grew at a record 33.1% annual rate in the third quarter. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden continue their multiple event schedule today. The president telling rally goers why he is still their best choice.
If you want strong borders and a thriving economy, then I am asking you to go out on November 3rd and vote for your all-time favorite president. Vote to defeat Joe Biden and save your great American dream and save your wonderful American freedom.
Trump victory political director Chris Carr downplayed reports of Democrats outvoting Republicans in early absentee voting, telling Newsmax TV on Friday that GOP surveys show its party's members are preferring to vote in person. Carr claiming that Democrats have cannibalized their Election Day voters by scaring their registered party members to vote by absentee ballot. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Scottish movie legend Sean Connery, who shot to international stardom as the British secret agent James Bond and went on to dominate the silver screen for four decades, has died at the age of 90, according to BBC reports today. Connery shot to fame as British super spy 007, the character created by novelist Ian Fleming and immortalized by Connery in films starting with Dr. No in 1962. Conservative activists in Milwaukee's black and Hispanic communities say outreach by President Donald Trump and his reelection campaign is forcing Democratic nominee Joe Biden to, quote, actually compete for minority voters in the traditionally liberal stronghold in Wisconsin. Though Biden leads Trump by 6 points on average, 50% to 44%. And don't forget to fall back.
Linda Marcassoni runs Heritage House Clocks in Dallas, Texas. She tells us with thousands of clocks in her store, they're all set at different times.
Since we don't have all the clocks in the store running, really not a big deal for us to change the time on them.
Her busiest time comes when people call her shop after they use the wrong hand on their clocks to change the time. Her tip, be sure to use the long hand. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.